Guardians.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. My name is K. Quincy Parker. I am your host, and I thank you for joining us on this lovely Tuesday, April 12th, year of our Lord, 2022. We are excited today to be able to share with you some very important news. This is the 10th, well, we're sort of still celebrating the 10th anniversary of Guardian Talk Radio. We've been on the air for 10 years now, and we've been doing it up big, as they used to say back in the 90s. And I believe that we have become as an institution, something of a partner of a lot of Bahamians. People start their day with us. People end their day with us. There are some of the my fellow talk show hosts are household names, and many of them have been courted by different television. Radio, political, even socio-religious organizations to lend their celebrity and their status to certain causes. And so with the show today, I wanted to maybe talk a bit about the importance of talk radio in our country in particular. I remember when I came home from university, and I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma for about 5 years after I graduated, and then moved to New York for about a year, and then came home in December of 2005. And went to work in February of 2006 for Wendell Jones at Love 97 News in the Bahama Journal newspaper. And I remember telling Wendell the very first time that I met him that I was going to take over hosting Issues of the Day from him. And he, Issues of the Day, was a talk show that runs on Love 97 FM 97. And within a short time, of course, he laughed at me because it was the first time we met. He didn't know who I was. And he thought I was being, overly ambitious, whatever the case may be. And within a short while, I was successful in taking ownership of the show. And one of the things that I discovered right away hosting a talk show in this here Commonwealth of the Bahamas was that Bahamians, this is as early as 2006, as I say, Bahamians were desperate almost for a forum in which to vent their views, share their opinions, do their advocacy, cuss people out, but do it live and for an audience. And for people to do it in a forum where they know, beyond a shadow of doubt that somebody will hear what they have to say. And I think that talk radio provides an important outlet for Bahamians who generally are expressive people, but who are also aware that in a small country, a very tight-knit community like we are, sometimes it's easier or better to have somebody else say what you think, so that you don't have to, I guess, you know, suffer consequences for unpopular views, or so you don't have to answer questions about controversial views, or whatever the case may be. I may be overstating for some folks, but it is amazing to me how important talk radio has become as a format, and how quickly it has become the kind of thing that people almost want to fight over. I know that I remember when I was at Love 97, there was a host who was on, I think, is it More FM, who had a problem with the fact that I spoke properly, that I did not speak with a accent, that I did not use Bahamian dialect, whatever the case may be. He thought that he would talk about how I would, quote unquote, use the Queen's English, as if that was an insult. And it showed me that we all listen to each other and we all have opinions about how the other person does what they're doing. And so today I'd like to hear from you what you think the value and importance of talk radio is in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. So as usual, you can share with us your views on our telephone lines at 323-6232. You can call us at 325-4316. You can also call us at 325-4259. Welcome your text messages at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. And so, yeah, let us hear from you on this question of what is the value of talk radio in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas at this present time. One of the things that I'm also excited about today is that in the second half hour of the show, I'm going to give away a dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven. This is Holy Week, and hot cross buns are a necessity. And if you have not yet eaten from Cheesecake Heaven, you do not know what you're missing. And I strongly recommend that you get by there and have some of their cheesecake, particularly the guava. There's a guava and vanilla. No, it's not vanilla. Guava and cream cheese cheesecake, I think it is. But it's a guava cheesecake with another flavoring. And that stuff is, it's almost a religious experience. It's a beautiful thing. But today we're going to give away a dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven. So stay tuned for that in the second half hour of the show. Once again, oh, so sorry. While we talk a little bit about talk radio, I think that one of the most important pros of talk radio, certainly, is the ability of talk shows to give a platform to important important discussions. It is also a format that allows the talk show host to shine a spotlight on issues or personalities that she or he may find important or fascinating. And that is necessary, I believe, in a community like the Bahamas, where the narrative is so dominated by politics that things that are not overtly political can sometimes get shoved to the side, right? Even in political discussions, where it's a question of the government making progress on something of national importance versus the government advancing a political agenda, and the two are not always the same. And let's take, for example, the Davis administration has chosen to undertake a stop, review, and cancel approach throughout public service agencies where it comes to contracts. And they do so, they have done so under the with the explanation that they are trying to determine whether the people's money was abused, whether the people's purse was abused, or whether the public service was abused in any way by the former administration. And in my mind, that's a purely political objective. COP26 that happened last year, and the three reports that came out of it that talk about climate change and talk about, particularly for small island developing states like the Bahamas, the importance of climate change mitigation. It's not something that we are hearing from the administration in terms of a definitive policy direction, right? You look in their paraphernalia, and they've talked about it in paraphernalia, but in terms of whether or not this phenomenon that means that if a certain thing happens, that is, if the temperature of the oceans rises by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, then the level of the sea levels will rise, that the Bahamas will lose land mass. That means already low-lying islands in the Bahamas will be below sea level. In other words, they will be swallowed by the ocean if we cannot arrest climate change. All right, so we're not talking about something that is esoteric or something that has no effect on us. We're talking about a phenomenon that could possibly mean our country ceases to exist in the way that it currently exists. But instead of focusing our efforts on that in terms of a public a public focus. We are focused on other things. And I think that's part of the importance of talk radio, is where we can provide a forum for conversations around, you know, these critical items that may not get the spotlight in the national political narrative. So the Bahamas is a hyper-religious country. We are very proud of our religious freedom and our religious identity. That is, to an extent, taken often to mean our Judeo-Christian sensibilities, but we have a growing Muslim population. We have a growing Hindu and Buddhist population. We have all manner of religious expressions that are a part of our community now, a part of our makeup, right? Including the Rastafarians and others who we would, you know, we would have assumed things about in the past, but because those communities have access to the public arena through talk radio, we've come to a broad understanding in many ways. And I think that that is important as well. So talk radio shows work to build community. They are a place for us to air common concerns and solve problems. We are a place where we focus on trying to develop better futures for the community. We give listeners both information and entertainment, and we provide a forum for those listeners to share with us so that it's a conversation, so that as a host, for instance, during the exchanges with either my guests or exchanges with the callers or the texters, I learn as much as I share. So it's a learning experience for me too in these instances, and all of us as hosts. And it's really, you know, I think it's an incredibly important part of what it means to be a free society in the Bahamas at this point in time. So, like I said, I'd like to hear from you on this. So you can call us at, so sorry, I never remember these numbers. You can call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or you can text us at 422-4796. In terms of giving away those hot cross buns, really, okay. So it's 1 dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven. Let's see. What should we do? Okay. So for the first person who can call and name, let's pick Morning Blend. So the first person who can call and name 5 co-hosts or substitute hosts of Morning Blend on Guardian Talk Radio would be, should we do the first or should we do like the fifth? Yeah, I don't know. I think the first might be, let's do the first. Yeah, okay, so we'll do the first. So the first person who can call us and give us the names of 5 co-hosts or substitute hosts of Morning Blend, who is not, of course, a co-host or substitute host of morning, you can win one dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven. And in this Holy Week, I think you are in for a treat. All right. This person, this texter, says, Quincy, I'm jealous of you being made to talk, but I certainly agree with you that persons rather others call and make a solid point that they may or may not agree just to keep themselves from being a target. And we're going to talk a little bit about the chronic callers in a little while, but you know, I'll read these next texts, and then we have two callers that we'll go to in just a moment. This person says, hi, Mr. Parker, this is my take. When you're on the airways, you're supposed to be very polite and speak proper English. The world is listening to you. And when you're off air, you go back to normal. Like, okay, you know, gone. Thank you very much, texter. Let's take that first call. Thank you for joining us. You are live on Guardian Radio AM. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Parker. How are you?
I am incredibly well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. You're making my day.
Talk radio. Oh, that's wonderful. can I ask how I'm making your day?
Yes. I love the talk radio because it educates me. It's like a free university. You learn what people on the street are thinking. You learn what's in the newspaper if you didn't read it that morning, and it's just fantastic. I'm originally from Jamaica, and most of us who lived in Jamaica, born in Jamaica, went to school in Jamaica, will remember the fantastic talk radio hosts who were icons of our society. They would bring the politicians to the radio for free without begging, because the politicians understood the power of the words of these men at that time. I'm talking about Mutty Perkins, Ronnie Twaite. People used to be listening to them like it was a soap opera. And I love talk shows. I think they're fantastic. I think they're a useful tool for our society. And the only thing I want to add, which is not quite from the show or off your show, is we need to fix the potholes. I am tired of searching potholes after potholes on Bay Street, on Eastern Road. Why do we have to do this? They have taxes, just fix the road. That's a very quick fix that everybody can see and appreciate, no matter who the government is. So that's my 5 cents.
Thank you very much for your call.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care. And we of course, yes, we can hear the dulcet tones of Yard in our caller's voice. Let me take this moment to echo her statement about the state of the roads. It is not difficult to imagine the frustration of a community of people who are forced to pay for their driver's licenses, to pay for the inspection and registration of their cars, to have to pay for those things repeatedly and for every vehicle they own. It's not unreasonable of those people to expect that the money that they pay in those arenas would result in them being able to drive on sensible roads. And I think that the points that politicians try to get for fixing roads or for seeing to it that roads in their communities are fixed, that is lowest common denominator politics. That's low-hanging fruit. And if that is what you have contributed to your community, and that's all you've contributed to your community, as a politician, you should be ashamed. Caller, thank you very much for holding. You're live on Guardian Radio AM.
Hi, Lorenzi, how are you doing?
I am good.
I'm a disgrace here. I didn't even call in to win the trivia. Oh, my Lord. And the only two names what's sitting in my mind are Tamil and LaFawn.
Oh, I thought you said you remember every name.
Everyone, man. My handsome guy. My one on Friday. Another yes. one. Oh man, Quincy man. Quincy, just give me that first one. Just, I mean, it was in my head, but then that lady, the Jamaican lady, everything just gone.
Ah, my.
Right. Oh man.
Think about it, and you could call back. Whoever gets it first is the one who wins.
That's a disgrace, though. Because if one person should remember, it should be me. My God.
Oh, my.
Okay, I'll call.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Yeah, before we get to the next caller, I want to read these next texts. This one says, great show as usual. Question, what are they doing in Carmichael with the trees? And this one says, I agree with the lady 100%. I am damn tired too. I presume that person is talking about the rose. And this one says, Ronnie Twait is well remembered during the time I studied and worked in Jamaica. And listen, as a talk show host from the Caribbean, the Jamaican guys, and there's a Bajan host that I like as well. And yeah, man, the Caribbean has a great talk show tradition. Thank you very much for your patience, Paula. Thank you for holding. You're live on Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Tamaka.
Good morning.
I would like to attempt to answer the question, please, sir.
Oh, please. If you are confident, take a swing. Go for it.
Chester Robards.
Chester Robards, yes.
Stephen Hanna.
I'm sorry?
Stephen Hanna.
Stephen Hanna, yes.
Laverne Gardner.
Laverne Gardner, yes.
Pamela Musgrove.
Pamela Musgrove, yes. Fine, Mark Thomas.
Pardon?
So, yes, go ahead.
You said five, right?
I did. It sounded like you were about to go on, so I was just going to let you keep going.
No, but I thought that Mark Palmer was not correct, so I was going to say another name.
Oh, please say another name.
Don Sargent.
Man! Okay, that's fine, too, but I was looking for a very specific name, but... You win the hot cross buns, absolutely. So if you will hold our producer, Mr. John Lee Wally Ferguson, will get your contact information, and we will ensure that you get your hot cross buns. Congratulations, and thank you very much for listening to Guardian Talk Radio. We appreciate you. I was, of course, hoping for someone to remember that this fellow named Quincy Parker was an occasional substitute and co-host on Guardian's Morning Blend, but you know how it is. I guess not everybody remembers those things. I want to give a big shout out to Cheesecake Heaven. Thank you very much for coming on board, and we look forward to hearing the incredibly positive report of the young lady who has now won that dozen hot cross buns from Cheesecake Heaven here on Guardian Talk Radio. So Talk Radio has another function to serve. A part of the Bahamas special, I think part of what makes us special is that we are a very involved community in the things that pique our interest, right? Bahamians love to do research on whatever interests them, right? You can see it and experience it by just engaging in a conversation with someone and let them find out that you are interested in something that they have an interest in as well. And all of a sudden, you will hear how deep their research and knowledge is on the thing that they think is cool, or the thing that they think is important, or the thing that they love. And talk radio is an avenue for Bahamians to hear deep dives on those elements of news of the day or the issues of the day that benefit from a longer conversation than a news story. We got to take a very short commercial break, and we'll be back to wrap up the show in just a few minutes. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Guardian Radio AM. My name's K. Quincy Parker, and we'll be right back.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win, whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others. It's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yes, welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I am your host, K. Quincy Parker. It is a delight and a pleasure to be with you on this Tuesday, April 12th, during Holy Week here in the Isles of June, the country where God lives, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Today we're talking about the importance of talk radio as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Guardian Talk Radio. That's 10 years of hard work, 10 years of voices, 10 years of advocacy, 10 years of deep dives to go behind what is shared in the news and to dig up and present evidence to support new claims. That's 10 years of holding politicians to account for the things that they say and do. And I think that those last two, advocacy and accountability, are perhaps the most important aspect of talk radio in the current atmosphere. Let's read this text. This one says, maybe Prince William and Princess Meghan need to come back to Nassau and travel the streets. I'm sure the roads would be paved. I am sure that you are right. And I am sure that, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a time, about, this was maybe 5-6 years ago, when a hotel when Bahama opened, and a particular part of the hotel opened, and the government of the day paved the road between the airport and the hotel along a certain route. That was the route that the travel agents and the VIP guests for the soft opening would take. And that was the only road that was paved, or the only section of the road that was paved. And there is a sense, and we'll get back to talk radio, but I have to say this, there is a growing bitterness in this country, and it is evident in the way tourists are treated. It is evident in the way Bahamians have begun to see the business of tourism. But there is a sense that the country is managed by people who believe that the tourists are more important than the citizens. Everything to do with tourism, top dollar and top priority. And the excuse on the backside of it is always that tourism is how we earn the most, the largest share of our national income. Any research that you do with any jurisdiction, any publication, any travel agency, any data data provider will tell you that the way the Bahamas is doing tourism is an old model, and a model that is proven to disenfranchise the local economy. We could be doing it differently in ways that make coming to the Bahamas about coming to the Bahamas. But we are so tied up when we see it the way we've always done it, because you have a proven track record in that, that we're not willing to risk pivoting or changing the way we do things when people come to us with a $2 billion proposal or a $5 billion proposal. We're always negotiating as if we have the weak hand. And we don't seem to understand that they want to come here. It's us, our people, our culture that make this what it is. And if it's not that, if it's just the sun, sand, and sea, they have that in Dubai now. They have that in St. Lucia and Antigua. They don't need it. They don't need us for that. So that's not why they're coming here. And so I'm going to get off my soapbox now. But I agree with that texter. Should the Royals have taken a driving tour of New Providence? I guarantee you from the end of last year, we would have had a frenzy of road paving. So these last couple of text messages before we end the show today. Great show as usual. Why the callers have a problem with us texters? Tell them stop liking mine. I don't know if they have a problem with texters, you know. Great show as usual. You giving away any groupers? No, I wish I was. If I was, I'm not giving away any groupers. I apologize. This one says, it is our culture to treat guests better than those who live with us, period. It is a sad reality. And this text, the last text for the day says, good morning, K. Quincy Parker. Jesus said, remember me. So if people do nothing else, they should remember you. Have a blessed Holy Week. Shout out to Christy, Neil, and Khalil. Okay. Thank you very much, Texter. And also, I would like to add Miles to that list. folks, it's been a pleasure today. I apologize for the late start. And we'll be back with you next week or sooner than that. Who knows? Thank you very much for this last 10 years. It's been a real privilege and pleasure to be a part of your life and a part of your community, a part of your day. We thank you so much. God bless you. Here's to another 10 years. Have a wonderful day, folks. Take care.